This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, February 21st, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. Heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christian talk show host Michael Brown, whose good friend serves as a missionary in Nigeria, has learned that Fulani Muslim tribesmen are raping and killing villagers. Children are being used as Islamic suicide bombers, resulting in scores of casualties. One headline said, quote, Nigeria, Muslims wipe out 15 villages in mass slaughter of Christians. Government does nothing, end quote. Robert Spencer at Jihad Watch said there is no accountability because, quote, Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari clearly has no sympathy for the victims. He shares the worldview of the jihadi attackers, end quote. The Christian Nigerians echo the words of David found in Psalm 13, 1 and 3. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Michigan pastor Jeremy Chassau, who has received death threats for his Unashamed Identity Workshop for girls aged 12 to 16 who are struggling with their sexuality, told Tony Perkins in a radio interview that the workshop at Metro City Church literally helped save the life of one suicidal 13-year-old girl.
Just a few minutes before we went on the air here, I received a text message from one of the young ladies who's involved with this whole workshop that we've been putting on. She said that we saved her life, literally, that she was suicide-minded before beginning the discussions with us. She was just overwhelmed by the, quote, the peer pressure to be gay, to be a lesbian. We provided her hope that she wasn't necessarily that.
After some students at the Parkland, Florida High School announced that they plan a gun control-focused March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, March 24th, actor George Clooney gave $500,000 to pay for the expenses, reports showbiz411.com. Oprah Winfrey has matched Clooney's donation with her own $500,000 contribution. Speculation about the possibility that either Democrat celebrity might run for the White House in 2020 continues to swirl. Conservative Jewish talk show host Mark Levin will launch a new weekly TV show on the Fox News Channel this Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern called Life, Liberty, and Levin. And finally, when 54-year-old Howard Snitzer had a heart attack in a grocery store in a remote town in Minnesota, 20 people lined up and performed CPR on him for over an hour and a half until the paramedics arrived, reports SunnySkies.com. Snitzer was heading to buy groceries at Don's Foods when he crumpled to the sidewalk, suffering a massive heart attack in the town of Goodhue, Minnesota, population 1,000. Thankfully, the grocery clerk called 911, and the only customer in the store, an off-duty corrections officer, rushed to Snitzer's side and began performing CPR. Across the street, the owner of a body shop heard the commotion and hurried over. Then, like something straight out of the movies, as news spread, the numbers of volunteers participating in the CPR marathon grew. In total, about 20 pairs of hands worked to the point of exhaustion to save Snitzer's life for 96 minutes until paramedics finally arrived via helicopter. Mary Svoboda, a Mayo Clinic flight nurse who flew in on the emergency helicopter, said, quote, "It was unbelievable. They just kept cycling through," end quote. After 10 days, Snitzer was released from the hospital, miraculously healthy and incredibly grateful. Snitzer said, quote, "I feel like I have a responsibility to them to live the best life possible and honor the effort they made," end quote. Psalm 136:26 says, "Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his loving kindness endures forever." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, February 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.